the information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about today. Let's get to it. Let's talk about the things that you've, they've been bugging you for a long time, and you've tried to put the fire out, but you've come up with the same old stuff, nothing that really works and goes away permanently. Well, here's an opportunity. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk to you. Let's talk about your stuff. I have several things that I'm going to kind of put out there for your consideration, but before that, Happy Father's Day, guys. It's a great day today. It's a beautiful day. It may rain a little bit later, but right now it's cool. Hopefully you got the golf in or the tennis in. You went for the hike with the family, you know, even though that they kind of let you have your head a little bit. But, you know, take the kids, take the wife. Go, you know, get out and enjoy it. You know, you're the spotlight for the day, but nevertheless, you know, let's include why you are that father. Happy Father's Day. Be good to yourself and be good to your families. Want to share with you another little event that I am going to be doing coming up on Thursday, June the 22nd. I'm going to do a little bit of a repeat performance. Remember I said that I haven't done much lecturing around the office? Well, the last time I said that, there was 112 of you that showed up just by talking about it on the radio, and many, many, many more that said, well, please do this again someplace else. So that someplace else is going to be in Gaithersburg on the 22nd of this month, June the 22nd, 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Hyatt House in Gaithersburg. You can go to rozellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, rozellecare.com, and register, or you can call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117 and register. We had a lot of fun last time. What we did is we called it a healthcare wellness town hall gathering. And what I did is I presented the basis of how you really should look at everything, you know, from that structural, chemical, emotional paradigm, that injury, diet, stress patterns that we all get into but don't know what to do with, and suddenly it shows up with you not feeling good, you know, the headaches, the back pain, the thyroid problems, the diabetic problems, and so forth, because as time goes on, it's called our life, you know, we make mistakes in our decision processes. Well, this is an opportunity. And what we did that was so much fun is I did show and tells. I was, you know, I went up to people and said, you're diabetic, you're this, you're that. And they look at me like, how did you know that? It's because your body tells the story. All I got to do is look at muscle patterns. I got to look at your face, look at your eyes, and it shows up. But more importantly, I showed you how it could be fixed, like right now, instantaneously. In addition to that, the other thing that was over the top was this brain span thing that was offered to us by Dr. Dan Johnston, who is an Army MASH doctor. Rick, great guy. We're going to have him on the program one of these days. Dr. Johnston's been with the United States Army for 19-plus years, going to retire next year. But he and another guy created this company called Brain Span. And it measures the inflammatory elements of the brain, from palmitic acid, trans fats, inflammatory disease, the balances of fatty acids. And then they do an interactive cognitive test with it, and it shows you where you're at and if you're in trouble and things are happening. When we first did it at the office, it gave us a great opportunity. Like, we were able to offer it between $49 and $59. Well, unfortunately, those days are gone because the normal cost is $149, but we still got them for $99. So those of you come to the Gaithersburg event, the Health and Wellness Town Hall, will have the opportunity of getting that done and purchasing that and making it happen. And then one of our doctors will set a time to go over that with you. So join me. It's going to be fun. We really had a great time last time. It was just kind of laid back and casual. You get to ask all the questions. I do a very brief presentation that we do demos and show and tell, but we're truly going to do a town hall gathering out in Gaithersburg. So those of you who are up in that area, call 703-698-7117. Go to RoselleCare.com, either one, and register. Do it now so we have the room, we have the capacity. Because, you know, I was really thinking that in our office there was only going to be about 45, 47, 50 people, and we ended up with 112. So register so we can prepare for you because it's fun. I had a great time. I had a ball. It was a blast. So join me. It will be fun. I promise you, you're going to see things and learn things, but you get to ask questions. You're going to, you know, ask me, and I'm going to show you, and it's going to be fun. I promise you. June the 22nd, Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Hyatt House, Gaithersburg. It's on Skidmore Boulevard. Make it happen. Call us. We'll get it done. Let's talk about a few things, and, you know, we'll get about your stuff today. The, you know, in today's world, there's so much that we have to be aware of. And everybody's saying, you know, I'm burned out. My life is out of balance. And you see article after article about burnout. Well, burnout for me doesn't usually happen. Don't know why. I'm one of these crazy people in the world that just keeps on. But I understand that, you know, the symptoms of burnout, you know, they're emotional and physical exhaustion. It's like there's nothing less, you know, left in the body. There's nothing in that engine. It's all gone. You know, loss of perspective. You kind of, your brain's not focused like it used to. You don't, you know, things that are little things all of a sudden become huge, magnified things. You know, you don't connect like you do. You know, you just don't want people around you sometimes because they're overburdening. You know, you get depressed and all the symptoms of depression. And, you know, the thing that is you need to address the things that are causing it. It's not just one thing. It's not just doing the same thing, you know, that you've done for many years because, like me, I've been at this thing called healthcare, chiropractic, acupuncture, naturopathic medicine, functional medicine for years. And God willing, I'll have, you know, a whole lot more, decades, if everything works the way that I'm planning it to work out. So here's the deal. You know, you have to make sure that you avoid burnout in the first place. And secondly, if you get there, you need to address the imbalances that are causing that. And some of it is, you know, mind work phenomena. You know, how do you perceive what is, does it give back to you as much as you're giving to it? You know, do you have injury that you're kind of limping along with, things that you're putting up with over a period of years? You have this constant nagging pain that just doesn't go away. So it stops your function, your capacity to do what it is that you enjoy and you love and you want to do, because you go into work now and you hurt. Or, you know, you do the things that you want to do and you avoid doing them optimally because your body's not working the way it's supposed to. And, you know, what's your relationship with your God, with your family and your spiritual place? Is that working for you? See, these are all part of that structural, chemical, emotional paradigm that we've talked about forever. And then when one of them breaks down, everything seems to go down the tubes quickly because then you put the burden on the other side. So each and every day you need to inspect the structural, the chemical, and the emotional pieces of your life and ask yourself the question, am I moving closer to, you know, expanding myself and making myself optimally better than I possibly could ever thought I could be? Or am I shrinking and depleting and, you know, putting myself in a place where I'm not going to be able to recover from? You know, burnout is becoming more of a significant problem in the United States and around the world, particularly in an industrialized world. So the question becomes, how come? Why? Why is it happening? And the second thing is, if that's true, what's changed and what can I do to not only recover it, but to avoid it? And, you know, there's guys out there. There's an interesting man that I read several articles and then I came up against it again. His name is Joseph Maroon. He's a professor of neurosurgery at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And he wrote an interesting book that addressed all this stuff. It's called Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life. And, you know, think about it for a second. This guy's a neurosurgeon, so it's tedious work. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's too many surgeries that are done. Anyway, but this guy had an interesting perspective. He said, I was intent on becoming the very best that I could possibly be in my profession, neurosurgery, and I worked extremely diligently. It became an all-encompassing pursuit of me and my life. So with success, societal approval and writing papers and going to national meetings, his words, he crashed. He burned out. It was like way too much. And, you know, this guy became, you know, chief of neurosurgery at a major university hospital. And when that happened and other things in his life, like I think his father died and, you know, he ended up with a divorce and the wife took his, the kids and, you know, he had to quit his profession because the stress was overwhelming. And by the way, all of that happened within a week of his life. So when you think of things that happen and you end up where you are right now because you didn't plan on balance and making things right. Now, you know, we say you got to have balance in your life. You got to have a life. Well, for me, I'm the crazy guy who happens to think that the contribution that I make to serve, educate, and empower others is my balance. That's what I do. See, I'm not happy if I'm not putting my hands on people and making their lives better. I'm not happy if I'm not going out and educating. I just came back from Atlanta. I caught a plane back this morning to do this program. And I had the opportunity to lecture to a group of budding doctors that, you know, about how to integrate all the pieces of that thing that we call the triad of health, structural, chemical, emotional. And they, you know, sat there and they're saying, I got it. I got it. And then a few weeks ago, I was doing a class on integration. There's some medical people and there was chiropractors and doctors of oriental medicine, some naturopathic physicians. And I was talking to them about how you approach a case. And I said, if you don't do this, if you don't at least have respect for the patient and yourself, by the way, to tell the truth about what's expected, and in telling the truth, you have to apply the truth to yourself, that you're committing malpractice. Well, there was a doctor in the back that didn't like that statement, unfortunately, because sometimes you have to look in the mirror. And the bottom line is that balance is critical, but it's individual. It's based on what we do with our lives and our quality of our value systems and what it is that we've described, a thing that we're moving forward. See, there's some people that look forward to creating an image, a vision, and we continue to take one step in front of the other and moving towards it. Some people that continue to look at all the snakes and the crocodiles and all the other stuff that are involved. And for me, that doesn't work, because it takes away from the happiness of creating that spectacular image called me, my life, the thing, the pursuit of creativity. And it's the same for all of us. Trust me, if you're out there and everything that you do is moving towards an end game, something that you want to create and continue to tweak and enhance the fibers and enhance the quality and increase the music around you, then that burnout seems to go at, it's somebody else's problem. It's not yours. You know, but this doctor that we just talked about, Danforth, he emphasized that you have not one, but four lives to live. And these lives are really your physical life, your work life, your relationship life, your spiritual life. But all of those can be encompassed in one area. Let's say that you are a professional. You know, you have a physical piece to stay tuned with so you can do the work that you need to do. You need to work out. You need to exercise. You have to have a spiritual life. You have to stay present. You have to work life. You have to optimize what you do so you have pride in what you do. And you have relationships, whether they're at home or they're with the people that you're around. But those are the things that give you your zing, that the spirit, the song that you walk to. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about a lot of other things today. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Got a lot to talk to you about, and we're going to talk more about that Gaithersburg event coming up, and hopefully you'll join me. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio on Father's Day. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk. Happy Father's Day, guys. It's a great day, but you know what? Your father's because you ended up producing something spectacular. It's called your children. So make sure that you take the opportunity and acknowledge them, because that's the most important piece. Yeah, they need to send you the cards and pick up the phone and call you and so forth and go out and play with them. But you need to say, hey, let's go out. Let me do the grill today. Let me do whatever it is that we're going to do together. So go out and celebrate the fact that you're a father, but also recognize why you are. You know, we were talking off during the commercial, and a name came up, and Steven Tyler was the name. Aerosmith, those of you who are my genre, remember him and his group and so forth. And we were talking about burnout and stress. Well, here's an example of what the body can do in a forgiving way. Steven Tyler is a guy that, you know, is gifted, if nothing more than his persona, but also is a guy that totally wrecked his body for many years, and nobody would have bet that he would have made it this long. But there came a change. There came a time. And he changed everything about him, and nothing goes in that's poisonous as it did in the early days. Because if you were a betting man, you would have bet this guy would have succumbed. But he stopped, and today he's as productive, if not more productive, than he ever was in his entire career. So the body, no matter where you're at, is extremely forgiving, extraordinarily forgiving. So make sure that you understand that, that where you are right now may be at a place of burnout, but you can regain balance. And we talked about that physical life, that spiritual life, that work life, that relationship life. It can all happen in the same place, but you also have to recognize they exist. You can't just sit there and work and work and work and work and not pay attention to the physicality called you. You can't avoid the dietary patterns. You can't avoid enjoying the moment with the person in front of you, because those moments are intimate in one to the other. You know, the Greeks had seven different words to describe the word or describe the expression, the emotion love, because they knew that there were many different types of love. There's love for a brother. There's love for a woman. There's the infatuation of love. There's, you know, love for humanity. There's the sensuality of sexual love. And they describe them in many different ways. We have to understand that you can be present and love someone because of their physicalness, their spirituality, their presence in your life, the things, you know, if you walk to the beat of the same drummer, doesn't mean that you have anything else in common. But here's the deal. They all have a reaction, and they all begin to cause things to happen within your body. You know, so when we talk about breakdown, we talk about this guy, Danforth, that everything went down the tubes, right? You know, his father died, his family left him, you know, he crashed in his career, and he was a top, neurosurgeon. So what happens to a guy like this? You know, when you end up with burnout, and you're burned out from every end, everything happens. What happens? You have to make sure that you understand that you're there, and then begin to reformat everything. Because when you have, if you don't deal with your brain and you have stinking thinking, your mind can do a job. You know, I tell patients all the time that the body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and something that you think about. The effect physiologically is the same. So if your brain is constantly in a state of I can't, or you're constantly in a state of negative, or you're constantly in a state of oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, guess what happens? Your body reacts that way, and your neurotransmitters get all screwed up. And pretty soon you get deprived patterns of these, what we can call brain-deprived neurotropic factors. I like that tune. That's a good thing. We know what we'll call it BDNF, right? Derived neurotrophic factors. And those things can, you know, if they're balanced, they create new brain cells. And they make new connections and new relationships and new associations. And you can end up reversing symptoms of depression almost immediately. So how can you do that? It's called exercise on a regular basis, daily something. Even if you find a huge set of staircases around your office, walk them up and down. You know, go up in the morning, down a day, up at lunch, down. At the end of the day, go up and down. So you've done it three times. Park your car at the end of the parking lot. So that's the beginning stage of exercise. Get in the shower and stretch and get that hot water on you. And then learn how to breathe. Start eating properly. Get rid of all the, you know, the garbage, the sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, dairy products, GMO products. Start with that. Toss them out the window. Yeah, everybody's saying, oh my God, now what do I eat? Well, you know, there's a lot of great stuff out there. There's food that will nourish you. So you have to begin to put those together. And then whether it's prayer for you or whether it's meditation, you have to change the way you think. Because if you got stinking thinking, that's the way your body's going to respond. It walks to the tune of the drummer that it hears all the time. So if you're constantly putting that out, guess what's going to happen? You see everything in blackness. You see everything in darkness. So you have to change that. You have to make a difference. It's not okay to be burned out when it's avoidable. And you can balance things out. Doesn't mean that can't shift and parry and change and make things different and continue to tweak them, but you have to have a why. See, I'm one of those crazy guys that I believe that everybody here is here on the planet for a purpose, for a reason, and that majority of what we're supposed to be doing is contribution and giving so the experience becomes greater for all of us. Think about that. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio on Father's Day, indeed, because I am here to help you. And guys, listen, if you've been out, got up early this morning, they let you sleep in a little bit, you want to play a little golf, play a little tennis, go out, do it. You know what? Just remember why you're a father. It's not because you were just kind of there. It's because you have these beautiful people in your life. You called your children. And make sure that you acknowledge them. And you've been the leader, and you continue to be the leader in their lives. So step up to the plate and make sure that you incorporate them today. You know, when the phone calls come in and so forth, tell them how much you appreciate them. Tell them how much you love them. And, you know, just make that bond as tight as you possibly can. Happy Father's Day, guys. Coming up on this coming Thursday evening, I'm going to be in Gaithersburg. Yes, and I'm going to be doing a health and wellness town hall. It was such a success the other day. It was, what, 3 weeks ago, something like that? I lose track of time. Maybe it was a month ago now. We did it. We expected a very, you know, fill our office, which can handle about 45, 47 people in a very comfortable fashion. We had 112. We had to go to the Fairview Park Marriott Hotel. But this time, we're doing it up in Gaithersburg. Because many of you said, please, please, please do it again. And I said, yeah, it was fun. Let's do it again. So Thursday, June the 22nd, 7 p.m., we're going to present the integrative model, why you have to look at the structural, chemical, emotional platform. And then we're going to open up to questions. And more importantly, the fun part is I'm going to do demos. I'm going to show you how physical, emotional, and biochemical pathways not only can be identified quickly, but how they can be fixed very fast and very immediately. So join us. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell them that you'd like to attend. Or simply go online. Go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Register so we can plan on all of you there. So we can make sure that we have everything that we need to make it a fun, fun event for you. And by the way, remember we've been talking about that brain span test that was developed by great guy, Dan Johnson, medical physician, Army MASH doctor. Anyway, he really gets the neurochemistries behind what happens with inflammatory pathways when they've gone awry and how the brain doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Well, unfortunately, I can't get them at the $59 deal that he gave us, which is well below their cost, but I can get them less than what they normally charge. It's usually a $149 test. We can do it for $99. So those of you who are there will have the opportunity to purchase them at a significant discount. And it'll give you tremendous brain balance. It'll give you trans fats. It'll give you the levels of palmitic acid, which comes from carbohydrates not being metabolized properly and causing inflammation and affecting your brain. There's a book out there, you know, called Grain Brain. That's where a lot of this comes from. We're going to talk about the omega fatty acids and what happens. And there's an interactive intelligence test that you can do that really locks it together and gives you a prediction of dementia as it progresses. If you're in that state right now and you want to know how to get out of it, if it's tied to chronic pain patterns, if it's tied to dietary patterns, what you can do about that, you know, you'll sit down with one of the Rozelle doctors because we've joined with BrainSpan to make that happen for you. So we'd love to have you up there. It's going to be a fun night. I promise you, you're going to have a great time. It's going to be about you asking the questions, and we'll talk about the things that you want to hear about. So join me at the Hyatt House in Gaithersburg on the 22nd, this coming Thursday evening, 7 p.m., and all you need to do is call 703-698-7117 or go to RozelleCare.com and register. Meanwhile, call me here, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about the things that you want to talk about. You know, I said today I got in early. And I was down in Atlanta, and I was teaching over the weekend, and there was a whole bunch of students down there that I had some fun with. But more importantly, we were talking about things that make a difference in your life. And, you know, students are students, and they go off half-cocked half the time and, you know, do things that they shouldn't be doing. And we were talking about a study that had one of them brought up that had been published recently in a journal of epidemiology. And it was an analysis of two ongoing prospective studies that were had been conducted in China. And it was, you know, Chinese tea, right? Green tea. Well, it was measuring the association between regular consumption of green tea and the risk of lower cardiovascular disease and all-cause mortality during a period of time. And it was 8.3 years for men and 14 point something for women. And it was quite a large study, actually. It was like 52,000 people, and they were enrolled in the Shanghai Men's Health Studies, what they called it. And it started back in 2002, and it went to 2006. And then they did it again for women. This is a men's study. And then they did it for about 64,000 women. And that went from 1997 to 2000. So they kept coming up, you know, and tweaking different things. And the subjects were enrolled were between age 40 and 70 years. And they began conducting these interviews on the studies and, you know, subjects that regularly consumed green tea, at what age they started consuming the beverage and what type and amount of green tea. And there's a lot of different types. If you're like me, I like strong green tea. Some people can't handle very strong green tea because it's detoxifying. It actually is very alkalizing. It'll pull poisons out of your body, and they get sick if they drink it too strong. So you have to work into it a little bit of time. And there's things that have other polyphenols, we'll call them, their antioxidant detoxifiers, that allowed to happen. Well, during follow-up periods, there was like 2,741 deaths, you know, among the men, and 3,776 fatalities occurred among the women. So they compared to subjects who were not green tea drinkers at all. And what they showed, that there was a 5% lower adjusted risk of mortality from any cause over follow-up in association with drinking green tea regularly, and 11% lower risk among green tea drinkers who never smoked. So if you don't smoke and you drink green tea, you're going to live longer than, you know, 11% of the population. So deaths from cardiovascular disease were examined, and the reduction in cardiovascular disease just for drinking green tea on a regular basis, and that was the only element, was 14% lower than the general population. That's pretty significant. You know, when you think about it, that's really pretty significant. So, you know, if you want to decrease your risk of cardiovascular death, start drinking a couple, two, three cups of green tea every day. Those of your patients, mind, you walk into my treatment rooms, and I always have a huge mug of green tea going on every day. I'm sitting here sipping on green tea right now. The results were most impressive in men who were non-smokers. So if you drank green tea and you didn't smoke, you had a 19% lower risk of dying over this follow-up study. It was like craziness. This is amazing. You know, just by adding that piece. So, you know, the authors that were the researchers, so to speak, that were involved in this thing, in Shanghai, Zhongtong University School of Medicine in China. You like that? Zhongtong. See, I can see that because I've been in China twice. But, you know, they did a cooperative study with Vanderbilt University School of Medicine in the United States, and they remarked that green tea's health-promoting effects have been attributed primarily to these high levels of polyphenols. And there's subgroups of polyphenols. They're broken down in a lot of different subgroups. Well, this one are catechins. And catechin intake may favorably impact the tissue of the cardiovascular, they call the endothelial lining, the inside lining. So it protects it. It protects the internal area. It decreases inflammation. And it improves the type of lipids, you know, your good fats and your bad fats. So it increases the good guys and it decreases the bad guys. And, you know, just by doing, by the way, your normal standard HDL tests, which are the good guys, and the LDL tests, which are the bad guys, and the heavy fats, whether it's triglycerides and the, you can't measure that. You have to subfraction them. And there are things that are called apolipoproteins, A's and B's, and, other subfractions that really give you the true story. But consequently, you know, green tea consumption could be related to longevity, you know, given its protective effect in reducing these other various conditions as well, especially cardiovascular disease. So when you look at that overall, isn't it worth maybe thinking that that coffee might be better, you know, kept in somebody else's house instead of yours? But green tea, you can get strong green teas, you can get mild green teas, but those polyphenols, those catechins, will make a huge change in how your body feels. It's like it's important. It's truly important. And by the way, there have been other studies on longevity generally with green tea. Does it increase the length of the telomere? That's the tail on your gene that allows you to live longer. So the pursuit of, you know, staying young continues to go on, but this is one that's cheap, doesn't cost you anything except a trip. And by the way, do it organically. Don't do just general green tea. Go find organic green teas, because then you have to, if you're not doing that, then you got to worry about all the sprays and the pesticides. As you do with coffee, by the way, even though, and just remember, you know, when all those ads come out and say coffee's great for you with brain function and so forth and increases, ask the question, who wrote it? Who wrote the check? And what do they have to gain by it? So I think if you do that, you begin to see a little different idea on everything. Just remember, coffee has high levels of spiking caffeine. It has acids. It has toxins, unless it's organic. And you suffer the slings and arrows of those things. You know, so if you're the, say, I'm not giving up my coffee, well, then at least go get organic Kona or organic Green Mountain coffee, because then it's pretty close to neutral, not quite as acidic. And you can make sure that you're not getting any kind of junk in that system if it's organic. 888-630-9625. Again, I want to encourage you to join me so we can have some fun together up in Gaithersburg this coming Thursday, the 22nd, 7 p.m. I'm going to do a health and wellness town hall. Should be fun. Love to, you know, enjoy the evening with you and do demos. And I get jazzed when I can show people how to make a difference in their lives. And, you know, to just change that thought process just a little bit and say, oh, my God, I've been putting up with this for how long? And my arm's been sore. My wrist doesn't work. You know, my heart's been going flip-flop and fluttering. I'm coughing, you know, at nighttime because I hear it. And wouldn't it be nice if you knew that could be fixed and you didn't have to do things like Toprol to fix that heart fibrillation? Wouldn't it be nice that if you could get off some of the blood thinners, and because there's other ways of doing that, wouldn't it be nice to know that there's certain neurological pathways in the body that if they're supported properly and if you get out of pain, that the inflammation goes down and your body functions at a higher level? Well, you know what? We're going to sit there together. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be very relaxed and laid back. And I'm going to say, you have this problem. You have this problem. And if you tell me yes, I'm going to show you how to fix it. And I'm going to show you how to check it out and make sure that you're your own cop, meaning that you can police your own body and make changes when you want to make them. But, you know, here's the thing. With information comes responsibility. So when I give you the data, when I show you how to make things happen, if you don't, then shame on you. If you don't do it, then, you know, there's going to be this little bug in the back of your head that's going to say, he told you, he told you. He told you, and then pretty soon you're going to have to do something with it, right? So that's my goal, is to make sure that I implant that little bug in your brain that will continue to harp and bug you until you change something. And even if you change a little bit, you know, exponentially over a period of time, that little shift, that little change can make huge, huge magnitude changes in your life and how you feel. And, you know, we talked about, you know, the stress patterns. Structural, chemical, emotional stress. Think about the dietary pieces. Think about the structural pieces. Think about the emotional pieces. You know, we talk about injury patterns and putting up with and medications that you're taking to put the fire out. You know, we talk about, you know, the constant pain and what do you expect for your age. And we talk about diet. And as soon as we talk about diet and chemistry, you put your head in the sand. And it's like, you don't want to talk about it. You want to hear about it. You don't want to listen, you know, that you have to do something a little differently. See, when I grew up, you know, as my son would say, before the dinosaurs ruled the earth, you know, food was different than it is today. And I've always made the comment that treating patients are different today than they were many years ago, because the level of impairment and infirmity is much more significant with the sick patient that walks into our office. They respond differently, and you have to use different approaches. And I have to use different techniques to get into their brain, to get them to understand that they have to make changes. So when you understand that you do have control and you're aware of what's going on in your environment, then you can make the decisions to shift and change things, and that's what the important piece is. You know, when we're not here in the studio and you want information, it's an easy way to get that. You can go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com, and check it out. See what's there. See what kind of classes we have that are upcoming. And I also want to remind you that if you'd like one of our doctors to do a program for your organization, for your church, for your group, for your club, we do that as a public service, as a gift with our foundation, Caring for Others. Caring for Others is a 501c3 Virginia-based foundation charity that part of its tentacles, if you will, its pillars, is to educate. And our doctors have lined up to do that with them. So if you'd like one of them to come to your group, to your church, just reach out. Call Dareth Painter at the Roselle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. The same number you're going to use to register for the Hyatt House this coming Thursday night, the 22nd at 7 p.m. And we're going to have fun. Remember, it's a health and wellness town hall. And I simply mean that. You're going to ask the questions. I'm going to do a little basic introduction. We're going to talk about the things that bug you. I'm going to give you tools. I'm going to do demonstrations. And we're going to talk about brain span. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here on Father's Day. Yes, indeed. I am here to celebrate all the fathers. 888-630-9625 is how you find me here. And how you find me when I'm not here. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare, RoselleCare.com. And send me a note. I will get back to you, I promise you. If you need to talk to one of our doctors sooner rather than later, then 703-698-7117. That's how you find a quick answer to your questions. The doctors at the Roselle Center for Healing are happy to call you back as fast as they possibly can. Don't forget, Thursday night, coming up this week, June 22nd, I'm going to be at the Hyatt House in Gaithersburg on Skidmore Road. What are we doing? We're going to do a healthcare wellness town hall and answer everything that you want to know about anything that you want to know about your health. So an opportunity. We're going to do demos. We're going to do show and tells. We're going to show you how it really works. We're going to put all of that together. Wouldn't it be fun just to kind of, you know, hang out and do things? We're going to have the ability to deal with the brain span. And by the way, when you register for this gathering, you need to call, what I said, 703-698-7117. Either register online or call the number. You can ask for Sybil if you want more information specifically, but make sure you register because we want to prepare for you. We want to make sure that you have the ability to turn your life around. That's why I do these things. That's why it's fun. Let's go to the phones. Ron, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Yes, Dr. Tom. I was listening to your presentation. It's very interesting. I'm a psychologist by training after 40 years, and I developed the model, a biopsychosocial environmental spiritual model, which deals with what you're dealing with, coping versus stress.
Yep.
It goes back to diathesis stress model.
Yep.
But one thing you haven't mentioned that I think is very important, no matter what dimension you look at, biologically, psychologically, socially, environmentally, and spiritually, there's a concept called resilience. I'm sure you're familiar with
Absolutely, it. Absolutely, yes, indeed.
And that no matter how stressed you are, if you're resilient in that particular area or other areas, you can compensate. I just wanted to bring that up. Maybe you can.
And I appreciate that. And that, you know, that comes to the tools that the patient has and the ability that they have from, you know, the things that we were talking about. You're absolutely right, Ron. And, you know, structurally, chemically, emotionally, that builds that basis, that resilience to move through it. And if we take the time and we're present, we meditate or prayer, whatever is best, right? And we watch the nutritional pieces that go in. We're eating things that are not reactive to the body. Years ago, if you've been in practice 40 years and you remember a book, hold on a second. I'll give it to you in a second. Give me 2 seconds. It's called, you know, The Brain's Not Working Right Now. But anyway, you deal with the biochemistry and those things, and then making sure that the neurochemistry of the brain is working the way it's supposed to. The more that we enhance those things, your body has the resilience, as you say, to make the changes, the shifts, you know, that it needs to, and to, you know, to suffer the slings and arrows and come up on top. It's a training process, and being present, being silent, having moments where you allow everything just to dissipate, and
meditation and all that. Now, there's an interesting concept that goes along with this. It's not your old age that creeps up on you; it's your old habits.
Exactly, I totally agree.
Old habits need to be transformed, and like you said, step by step. Start with the biological sphere, psychological, social, environmental, spiritual, but start with one of those dimensions and work towards resilience, coping greater than stress, and stress greater than coping.
Hey, Ron, what I'd like to do, I'm coming up to the end of the program, and I've got to cut you short, but do this. Send me a note in your contact information. Love to have you on one of these days, and you know we can talk about this even further. Go to RoselleCare.com, and let's make that happen. Unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the program. We're just about there. I'll see you this Thursday in Gaithersburg. And, you know, we're going to have some fun. We're going to make sure that you have the tools, the capacity to be able to shift and change virtually anything that you want to. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Love you all. Bye.